You're listening to KNKX. Summer this year in the Pacific Northwest is once again expected to be hotter and drier than normal. That means higher potential for wildfires from July through September. Just in time for the heat, a new book on fighting and managing those fires is out from local publisher Mountaineers Books. It's focused on an elite wildland firefighting force in Boulder, Colorado. 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe sat down with Heather Hansen, the author of Wildfire on the Front Lines with Station 8.
Heather Hansen, your book is about one elite firefighting force in Boulder, Colorado. Why did you want to focus on them?
Boulder is my hometown, and I've been there since 2002. On the day that I moved there, in fact, one of the largest wildfires to date started. So from the very beginning of my time in Boulder, I was watching fire. And these are a very skilled and experienced group of firefighters. They're not a hotshot group, but they are a rare group in that they are a municipal wildland fire crew. And they have fought fire from the Alaskan tundra to the Everglades and under all possible conditions of remoteness and altitude and temperature extremes, anything you can think of.
So the fascination is kind of obvious, and yet you did something that is also really brave. You embedded with them.
I did. I kept track of them really for the better part of 2 years. But I spent the better part of 18 months with them every day. Did workouts with them, trainings, eating, so much eating, and went on prescribed fires with them and unplanned fires and educational outreach, everything that they do as full-time, year-round wildland firefighters.
What was that like for you as a woman? Are there any women on this force?
There are no women in particular on the force, and not a whole lot of women in wildland firefighting. But I quickly became one of the guys. The chief, who recently retired in Boulder, told our local newspaper recently that they just kind of forgot that I was there. At the end of the day, they would be taking their pants off, changing into their street clothes, and I'd still be there, you know, standing with my notebook, scribbling notes like, okay, I think it's time for me to go home now, too.
Was there anything that surprised you about what you saw?
I think my major takeaway was that they are extraordinary in a lot of ways, but they really are just human. And they still, despite understanding what the challenges and the limitations are, they're still willing to walk toward while everybody reasonable is walking away. So I think I had, going into the experience, some sense of that kind of hero ideal that I think we hear a lot around particularly wildland firefighters. And I think that they don't want to be seen that way.
So you offer a lot of great characters for us to follow. And one of them is operations manager Brian Oliver, who we meet just in the first few pages of your book. He has lots of quips about the profession, but one I liked was that he says, firefighters like maps. We're very visual, not very bright.
That's typical Brian, in that he is extremely articulate and is an encyclopedia of fire. In the time that I spent with them, they taught me a new language. They taught me a new way of looking at the landscape. They taught me a new way of reading the weather. They are, contrary to what Brian said, very, very bright, but also very, very visual.
Practical.
Practical, absolutely.
So given what you experienced and what you learned in the sort of 2 years of working intensively on this book, what are your main ideas about how wildfires are going to affect us over the next decade, I guess?
All of the experts predict, both in fire science and climatologists, that we're not headed anywhere good if we continue on the current trajectory. The experts predict that we are headed for year-round fire seasons in a lot of places. In the Pacific Northwest, the statistics are pretty staggering over the past couple of decades in terms of the amount of forest land that's burned. That's not all land that shouldn't burn. There are places where we have to allow fire and we have to manage it and we have to set fire as long as the values that we have aren't at risk. But that's where we're headed.
Do you feel more optimistic or more pessimistic about the future as a result of all that you've learned?
Gosh, I think I'm optimistic in general, but I'm cautious because there are factors like climate change that we won't be able to turn around that quickly. So there's a lot that we need to do in our private and our public lands to be ready for that intersection. At the same time, there are so many people working to make things right again in terms of our public spaces. So I'm very optimistic that there are a lot of really well-intentioned, hardworking people, both in the public and the private sphere, that can do a lot. So I guess I'm cautiously optimistic.
Well, Heather Hansen, author of Wildfire, just published by Mountaineers Books in Seattle, thank you so much.
Thank you.